Smart with Your Money Week, in collaboration with Uswitch.
I suppose for many of us, this year has meant more working from home or more keeping in touch with people remotely. That tends to mean using smart technology, PCs, laptops, smartphones, all sorts of devices. But that means we need broadband, and there's a huge demand now for it. But how do we make sure we're on the best deal? How do we make sure we're getting the most from our broadband? Now, joining me today, we have Max Beckett from Uswitch. Thank you for joining us, Max.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Let's start with the basics, Max. What is broadband and why is it so important right now, especially?
Broadband is how most people access the internet from home nowadays, and especially from last year, where during the pandemic, half the country ended up having to work from home, and that wouldn't have been possible without being connected to broadband. It's so essential that Ofcom actually recently found that 5 million people cut spending from other essentials, such as food or clothing, just to ensure they stay connected. So it goes to show how much of a part of everyday life broadband really is. But the good thing is there's always a broadband deal to suit every budget out there, so you can always find one that suits you.
There are a lot of providers, Max, when it comes to broadband. And I suppose when you look at it, perhaps for the first time, you know, there's network speeds, different providers, there's different access requirements. I mean, it can be a little bit baffling for people. How do you narrow that field down?
So the most important thing is always to choose a deal that fits what you need. So cheaper deals may seem more attractive, but you do really get what you pay for if you go for one of them. My advice would be to start by considering what you want to use your broadband for, and then find an appropriate deal that suits those needs. A good way to do that would be to first think about the number of people living in your household and how many devices they each have, then consider what they normally use the internet for. So if it's low intensity tasks like social media or sending emails, a slower speed might be best for them. But if they're streaming TV or using the internet to work from home, like you said, a faster connection is probably best. The fastest connections are probably for who we refer to as power users, which is where several devices are being streamed at once or lots of high quality online games are being played at the same time. And they're really the upper echelons of broadband speed that most people don't really need at the time. But once you know what broadband speed you do need, you're then armed with the right information to make sure that you're getting the right deal for you.
Sounds a bit like my house. I think I'm one of those power hungry houses, Max. Everything is nice. Everything is smart, from bulbs to, you know, tablets and phones and all sorts. So I think I'm probably in the higher echelons there. And with money in mind then, how do we make sure we're getting the best deal? You know, we're not overpaying, if you like.
Once you're happy with the type of broadband deal you want, you do need to make sure that you're getting the best price for it. So it's always good to run a quick comparison online to compare the various deals available in your area. And if you do find something that's better elsewhere, then you should always speak to your provider to see if they can offer something similar. It's also worth noting that the contract length is quite important. So different providers offer different lengths of contract, from 12 months all the way to 24 months sometimes. And it's just good to think about what you'll be paying across the whole entire thing. And I guess finally, it's also worth double checking which providers are actually in your area that you can switch to. You can do this by searching your postcode on a price comparison site like Uswitch, but not every provider will be available to your house or to your postcode. So it's always worth checking that before you make any decisions.
If we are looking to change provider, Max, you're looking for a better deal, what's the best way to do it? And what are those pitfalls that we should be avoiding?
The first thing to check for should always be whether you're still in contract with your existing provider. So this will help you avoid hefty cancellation fees for leaving your current deal early. But if you do happen to be out of contract right now, it would mean that you can switch pretty much straight away. Next, you should always check if you get any other services from your existing provider at the moment. Many of these include TV subscriptions or mobile phone packages, where you'll likely have to pay more to use that service if you switch your broadband away. And if you're currently out of contract, but you're happy to stick with your current provider, then just take out a new contract with them, basically. You could end up paying less for exactly the same deal.
Again, we're back to different providers, you know, different speeds and trying to get that broadband that works for us. But I suppose sometimes demand on the networks can cause your broadband speed to slow down. Is there a way we can check things like that, or we can improve our broadband speed?
Absolutely. So my top tips for this would be to first run a speed test when you're connected to your own Wi-Fi, just to check the speed you're getting is what you initially sign up for, which is what you're paying for. If that speed is lower than you expected, then you should always make sure you're getting the best out of your router. So there's a few things you can do with that. First, you can reset your router, which takes about 5 minutes to get back online. You can also make sure it's an essential location in your home, so not under your stairs or tucked away in a cupboard somewhere. And also make sure that the router is free of any clutter or nearby electrical devices, which can all affect the signal it's sending. So if you follow these tips and your internet is still slower than expected, then it's time to have a chat with your provider at that point.
Talking of changing providers, how often should you then be checking? I know you mentioned earlier, you know, if you're in contracts, there could be penalties and so on.
A good habit to get into when you get a letter from your provider saying your contract's about to end, or if you're already out of contract, is again to just run a quick online comparison just to see which deals are currently out there. It's just worth noting that your provider may have new customer only deals that you wouldn't be able to switch to yourself if you're currently with them.
And just finally, Max, where should people go then for more help and advice or information?
Well, we here at uSwitch have worked with RNIB to create a guide with much more information on broadband switching, which you can find in the uSwitch section on the RNIB site. But we've also got lots more info on the uSwitch website, which is uswitch.com. Everything is there, from finding the right speed for you to which providers are available in which areas, and especially fixing those pesky internet issues as well. There's always guidance on your broadband at uSwitch. We have a free phone number, 0800 014 2920, or just contact us by social media where we can point you in the right direction.
Max, I'll certainly be checking my broadband contract when it finishes and having a look to speed mine up as well. I think it needs it at the moment, working from home. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me on. Cheers.
Smart with your money week in collaboration with uSwitch.